Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Dirt and Sprague.
Quick throw. Picked off the other way, D. Winters. And he is gone. This is a pick six. And this game's going to belong to San Francisco.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Here's Sharp with a steal. Going downhill. That's it. Double pump and score. Blocked by Kate Cunningham. Draws a foul, heads to the line. Blazers trying to surge with 8:25 to go here in the third. Get back into this game.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Good morning. Welcome into Dirt and Sprague, a Sports Saturday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Drop some bombs on it.
I need a Dave Bautista entrance right here.
That would be awesome.
Pyrotechnics.
That's how I want to walk into a room all the time, like Dave Bautista. Like, oh my God, Rashad's here. Fireworks. Yes. That would be awesome.
And also you need Jim Ross in the room as well. Oh my God, there's Rashad Taylor.
Listen, if I get somebody to narrate my life, I think it wanted to be Jim Ross. My life is pretty mundane, so I feel like somebody like...
It needs a little hype?
Yeah, I feel like somebody like good old JR could add some much-needed spice. Yes, that's something like having to pay a bill or, you know, having to go somewhere you don't want to go. Like, yeah.
But why? Someone tell me why, damn it.
Why do I have to do this? Talking to my wife. Why do we have to go there, you know? Yeah, I could use it.
It is a Joe Fish and Rashad Taylor edition.
Yes. Thank you, boys, for coming in.
Top of the morning, Swag.
Keeping some normalcy, though, with Jason Swigard behind the glass.
I love it, man. When I see the is that the Kraken?
That's the Kraken. Yeah. They need a little love because it's been rough the last month. They have won back-to-back games down in L.A. They'll try to in California. They'll try to sweep L.A. here tonight.
Dude, just locked in. Just seriously. Absolutely locked in on the Kraken right now. I will say I'm a very fair weather hockey fan. That as soon as my Sharks start playing some decent hockey, that's when you can get me all in.
Kraken got them over the weekend.
Yeah.
You got Celebrini though. Your future's bright.
Yeah, we're looking good. We're looking good. They're basically the outside of the Ducks. They're the only the hope that I have in my fandom right now. I think we've talked about this. I think I have one of the more depressing overall cumulative fandoms.
Yeah, it's not good. Like, and you kind of did it to yourself.
Well, I mean, I was bestowed as a Cowboy fan as a young child.
See? But your pops is a Dolphins fan.
That's true.
Well, is like, that any better?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's not. But I mean, you kind of chose up. Like you said, Cowboys are my team, and you rocked with it.
He damn near tried his hardest. I have a picture floating around. I got to see. I think I know where this picture is, but my dad, he tried really hard. He did one of those like JCPenney photo shoots with me in all Dolphins garb, like a full Dolphins jersey, the haircut of the 90s, the bowl cut.
Are we talking the teal or the white?
Or the orange? It was teal.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think I have a Dan Marino mesh jersey floating around somewhere. Like one of those like old school 90 ones where the holes you can like see through the jersey. Yeah. That only goes up like halfway up my belly. It's like a mid-drift shirt.
Yeah, there was a lot of ripped jerseys back in those days, man, just because all that mesh for no reason.
Yeah, that reminds me of going and playing football, and under the pads you have the shirt that was cut in half.
Oh, yeah.
That was cut at the belly. So yeah. That way you can get that nice breeze up there.
Oh, is that why you did it, for a breeze? Yeah, I did it for totally different reasons.
And let the gut hang.
Yeah, no, yeah. Let's let everybody see. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's kind of why I did it.
There was that. There was also in high school the T-shirts where you would cut the sleeves off, and then you would cut down the like inseam, I guess, of the shirt, and then it would just essentially the armhole would just be one giant hole. That went the length of the T-shirt.
Yeah, that wasn't
so the ladies could, you know, get a little peek.
Is that we did a lot of silly stuff.
Check out these obliques.
We did a lot of silly stuff for ladies. Like, just looking back at just at men's fashion, just overall, be it sports or otherwise, like, there's a lot of really tacky things we did because we thought ladies would like it when we were out there.
Look at us now. Look at you.
You're all dapper.
You're all dialed in.
And look at you in the sweater. I forget that, you know what? I'm only here on Saturdays, right?
So I know.
So I forget that Joe has like a...
I can class it up.
He has a persona.
A legit job.
Yeah,
so come
a business
in.
Persona.
He's got his hair, the Bradley Cooper going on with his hair.
I'm a classy broad. What can I say?
Yeah, man. A nice little blue, what is that, cashmere?
It's J. Crew.
Okay.
Part of the newest J. Crew collection.
Okay.
My girlfriend hit me with, she said there was a good sale.
You look like a J. Crew.
I am not a J. Crew guy. I am now.
Yeah,
because
that looks like...
they had a good sale, like I said. That's what what she'll do.
What would we peg him as? I peg him as more L.L. Bean.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I don't know if I've ever owned any L.L. Bean before. I just can't do the sweaters with the giant oversized buttons and collars, you know?
Oh, so you're like, not an Eddie Bauer fan?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very, I'm picky about my sweaters.
Eddie Bauer was my heyday. Growing up.
Listen, Swag. Listen, freshman, sophomore year of high school, Rashad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Eddie Bauer was a big deal. You know, remember he even
had the big Argyle?
Oh, I had like four of them. Different colors. I had sleeveless ones. Yeah, I was all over the place with the Eddie Bauer. Lots of flannels and stuff like that.
I didn't do the flannels, but the Argyle, and then the pop polo underneath with the OP shorts.
Hey, a windbreaker, like the whole
members
nine.
Members only jacket.
Shout out to Eddie Bauer, man. Yeah. You know, helped me through some awkward times in high school.
The one thing I will not do, though, that I refuse to make this move, the quarter zip. Can't do the quarter zip just
yet. Why?
What's wrong with the quarter zip?
Can't. I feel like that's a threshold, a line that you are crossing from going to just old man status to unk status, as the kids say.
Yeah, but you can't own golf wear without having at least half a dozen quarter zips.
I golf and I don't have a quarter zip.
I'll say this:
no
man.
Quarter zip in my. I think I have like this Adidas. I have like this Adidas pullover hoodie, kind of stretchy material that technically is a quarter zip, but it's got a little hood on it. It's got a hoodie, okay. So it's like this blend between two generations.
So mark this date, because today's the 23rd. He said of December. He said he's not wearing quarter zips.
No quarter zips.
They are the thing now. They are indeed making a huge comeback, and it's not just the unks anymore. It's the young dudes.
Yeah.
You know, it's the young dudes that are wearing lots of quarter zips
in that closet before you know it.
Yeah.
Especially if you consider down the golf road, you can't avoid it.
Yeah. I'm trying my damnedest to make sure there are no quarter zips that end up in my closet.
So convenient.
They are.
One of my my son's cousin, he was it eighth grade. He rocks a quarter zip from time to time.
Yeah.
And now it's become a thing that when he shows up to school in a quarter zip, they don't do like a high five or give bones or anything like that. They do the full-on handshake, hand
respect
over the
me.
Hand, like
respect
as
me.
If they're in a board
grab,
meeting.
Grab the elbow when
go.
They do it. Yeah.
Back.
Respect me. Acknowledge me. Yes. And the great
a
thing
little
about...
little etiquette would be perfectly
wrong?
Fine to come back into society.
I think I work in high schools. I think these students could use a little bit of etiquette, you know, these days. And
can we send social media, you know, conversations with proper grammar, full punctuation, those sorts of things.
Oh, seriously. Diction is coming back.
Exactly.
We'll see.
Dude, diction?
Yeah.
It's the new thing.
Oh, man.
Proper grammar, bro? You should try and use it sometime.
Where the heck have you been? Question mark.
It's been a while.
Yeah. We'll see. Probably not, though.
Well, I'm excited to be here. You were saying that this definitely feels different coming in today than having to do a 6 a.m. show Saturday.
Yeah. Today will feel different. I don't know how many peoples are coming in today. Next week will be, because you guys are coming in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next
week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, guys. You're kind of stuck with us for
a little bit
next week.
I don't have to do a best of show. You don't know how happy I am. So.
I think the folks are kind of happy too, right? Like, I would rather hear live programming than best of.
Well, especially
there's some great stuff in there.
Well,
but,
next, Monday, Tuesday next week, we might have the entire NFL playoff field set.
That's true.
That's very true.
I believe it could be set.
Yeah.
And, Dirt and Sprague is the news.
I'm so glad we got that week 18.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
That much needed week 18.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure the players feel much differently about week 18.
Not all the seeds will be set. There's still stuff to be hashed out there.
Correct.
But I think people are rooting for it because the game that's always the one that comes down get scheduled at the last minute is the Sunday night game in week 18. So because they always want it to be a standalone where the outcome of that game doesn't affect other games. So if the problem is it's looking like it's going to be Tampa and Carolina.
Just what every NFL fan wants.
Because that will be for the division, and you're either in or you're out. There's no other wild card ramifications.
Well,
whoever wins that division.
That's how you sell it.
But to be fair, that Tampa-Carolina game this weekend was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Just saying. So if that's what we get, I'm okay
with
it.
But if Carolina beats the Seahawks and Tampa loses, then that's over. Carolina wins the division.
But possibly, so then at that point, maybe a Seahawks 49ers?
And then your Seahawks 49ers game is possibly looking like it because the winner of that would win the division.
What a throwback game.
You get the number one seed, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of TBDs on week 18 right now.
Week 18 is all, because what they'll do is games where the outcome, if there's multiple games that have affect the outcome of seeding or whatever, they'll be played at the same time because they don't want teams to all of a sudden rest players at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that works with NFL scheduling.
Well, it sounds like we're getting pretty sportsy.
I love it.
We're there.
That's what I woke up at 5 o'clock for.
5 o'clock?
Yeah.
4:45, baby.
Yeah.
I was here at 5.
You won. Oh. You were here at 5?
I'm here at 5 every
morning. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
It's crazy. Swag.
I got to be here. I got to make sure the station.
You deserve
still
a plaque or like one
Jason
of these rooms
T.
to be named
Swigart
after you.
You don't need to put my name on anything. Just,
let's do it anyway.
Give me more scratch.
Yeah. One of these mic stands needs to be, yours.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, well,
where do you guys want to start?
Well, we got 4 hours. We got a lot of places we can start. We will do NFL Factoid Tuesday, though, in this hour.
I heard.
I've got good and I've got bad factoids. We'll do a little bit of playoff talk. We got some college football stuff to get to. We have two football institutions, things that we have known for a very long time that will no longer be around. We also have to get to some things in Pittsburgh. I think you know where I'm alluding to there. We will have the Daily Ticker. We'll jump over to the NBA. Also something NBA Christmas Day related that I want to get to as well. We will have Mail Sack.
Yeah, 9:15.
Yes. So,
send it in.
Keep them going. Or keep them rolling in here. We're just getting so many right now. Just already flowing in at 6 a.m. That's not true. Not one person has texted in a question yet. But they'll show up.
It's going to be a slow arriving crowd today.
They'll show up. Yeah,
that's a good thing. I usually get the inaugural. You stuck, Rashad.
Oh yeah,
that's usually how that goes.
What I love doing is like telling the fellow sales folks that I work with about the text line and how uplifting and demoralizing it can be in a matter of seconds.
Very, very fast. The show is awesome. You guys suck. Yeah. Like, jeez,
Rashad, you should be on Monday through Friday. Get Rashad off the microphone right
seriously,
now.
Both of them, like with the consecutive texts. It's really weird.
I do have the text line back, though, because your boy got a phone with a case and a screen protector.
Oh, it was crazy swag to watch him go through this whole thing, taking his new phone out of the box, all the stuff, crazy.
Yeah. So 503-864-6326. You can chime in on the show and the YouTube chat as well. We are live on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch for the kids. But first, we start with Monday Night Football, the 49ers. They're getting hot at the right time. Do that next here. Dirt and Sprague, Sports Saturday Edition, right here on the Fan Sports Network.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Dirt and Sprague Sports Saturday edition. We will be rocking with you today. And then next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, as you come back from at least the Christmas break and get ready for New Year's and the second round matchups of the playoff games. As Swag mentioned in the first segment, we'll probably have damn near every NFL playoff team set, just the seeding to be decided. So you're rocking with Rashad and Joe for the next few days. A couple of texts already coming in. Consider this one of the uplifting texts. Love you guys on Saturdays. I'm glad y'all are filling in this week and next week. Hey, appreciate that.
That's the affirmation we needed.
Now we need the bad text so we can balance it out humble.
Let's keep this positivity rolling.
No, it's the holiday season.
Yeah, let's keep this positivity rolling.
We're looking forward to being here the next few days with you guys, getting you into Christmas Eve tomorrow and then into the New Year's next week. As mentioned, we just about have every playoff team decided, still a couple divisional battles. There was more decided last night, and we're going to get into that later in the show as far as possible playoff matchups, what the playoff picture looks like right now. But the team that did win last night, the San Francisco 49ers, they looked pretty damn good last night.
You think?
I've been trying to kind of discredit their last couple weeks because they've been playing some pretty trash teams. And obviously the Colts are not the Colts of weeks 1 through 9 when they were playing some really good football. But that offense, Brock Purdy, I mean, it is looking dialed in right now. Absolutely dialed in.
Yeah, we thought it was looking crazy when, you know, Mac Jones was in there. But Brock Purdy is, He looks good. You know, this is the best we've ever seen Brock Purdy look. Let's just say, honest.
Was that his best game?
I think, in my opinion, that's his very best game as a professional quarterback.
25, 34, five touchdowns, one pick. I know the five touchdowns was a career high for him. I mean, five touchdowns for anyone was damn near a career high. But, yeah, he just looked so in control and just looked like he could put the ball wherever he wanted. It was very impressive.
Yeah, this team is really good. this team's really good. I know there are a lot of people out there that don't want the 49ers to be great because, you know, they hate the bang bang. We haven't heard that in a long time. You know, let's just be real. I think they kind of cooled out on that part.
We can keep Mike Capes off of the Twitter timeline right
now.
Shout
out to Capes, though. But, I mean, he's one of the biggest bang bangers out there. But but it's one of those things. You're looking at a team that's running on all cylinders offensively. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people that thought without Debo this year and without some key pieces that this team wouldn't be as good offensively. And then you lose Bosa and Fred Warner, and it's supposed to be like the sky is falling, and they've just been able to kind of keep on ticking. So I don't know. I think for me, the only real weakness the 49ers have right now is I would say their offensive line. I think that's the probably one hole that they have. But last night they looked damn good. And like this is the best I've ever seen Brock Purdy play. So you hope they can continue this. And this is the best time of year to be playing well. You look around at some quarterbacks that are playing some good football, the Caleb Williams of the NFL, the Trevor Lawrences, and Brock Purdy. If he can play like this for the next couple weeks, obviously, then this 49ers team can be as scary as anybody going to the playoffs.
Well, and you had mentioned the injuries defensively. I would really like to know if 49er fans are just – if they're almost in the mindset of this team is playing good football right now. They have a chance at the number one seed. Again, we'll get to that a little bit more later in the show. But is it one of those where they look at the defense and they're like, can't really get themselves to the point of this is the team that is going to make a run because you are missing arguably the best linebacker in the NFL and one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. Like that, I feel like those are two pieces that you need in a deep playoff run, and you're missing both of those. So I would just love to know, like, if there are 49ers out there and want to text in 503-864-6326, and I know that the guys that are normally here are both 49er fans, is it one of those like, yeah, this is fun, you know, we'll enjoy the ride as it happens, but we know this is going to come to an end at some point because we just do not have the horses as some of these teams of years past.
Yeah, you can tell that pass rush looks a little bit different without Fred Warner and Joey Bosa there. Like, I mean, it's still effective, and it was last night. But let's, you know, we have to remember that Philip Rivers was the Colts quarterback last night. And let me say this. let's make sure we do this first. Old ass Philip Rivers played pretty good.
He wasn't bad
yesterday.
He wasn't bad.
You know, he was not bad. I mean, think about this. To come in and play on Monday night and against the 49ers, he was 23 of 35 for two touchdowns and a pick at 44 years old. Hey, man, I know I talked a lot of S about Philip Rivers on Sports Saturday because I thought this was silly. I thought he was setting himself up to come out there and get hurt. But he played a damn good game for this Colts team. Now, obviously, the Colts just didn't have enough Jonathan Taylor with 46 yards on the game. Like,
that's, their defense was atrocious.
Yeah, exactly. So that a couple things clearly aren't going to get it done for you, but there was a bright spot that you had as the Colts from last night. It was definitely Philip Rivers playing well, but you went up against a team that was motivated and getting your guy back and getting him come out there and really play like you've been wanting him to play for the last few years. So, hey, man, this 49ers team, it could be scary.
Yeah. I think I just am more so on the side of, yeah, they're playing some good football, but when it comes to brass tacks and it's in the playoffs, that you do not have two of your best players on not just defense, but on your team. And it's two of the best players in the league at their respective positions. And that's where I think they will fall short, is just being able to generate pressure, being able to have Fred Warner that can seemingly play all over the defensive side of the ball. But the one thing going for them is that the NFC, and again, we'll get to this later on, is the NFC's a crapshoot this year. Like, they have a chance at the one seed. It seemingly, anybody can come out of the NFC this year, maybe besides whoever wins the NFC South. But outside of that, I mean, it really is up for grabs. So, and obviously it's win or go home. It's one game that you just need to show up every single time for. I am very intrigued to see how these NFC playoffs play out and how the seeds shape up. I mean, if you're the 49ers that have been playing playoffs and extra games for the last, was five seasons now, you could definitely benefit from having a first round bye. But again, I just think that when you are missing as many pieces as they are on the defensive side, that you're not going to be able to get to the Super Bowl and or win a Super Bowl. And it'd be absolutely wild if they did, but I just can't put I can't put myself there yet.
Oh no, I mean, and that's fair. And also, one thing we didn't mention is how serious is this George Kittle injury? Like, I mean, we don't know anything yet, but we know he did get hurt last night. A little banged up. So
he definitely looked like he was hurt.
So that's another thing.
Yeah. I don't want to also put myself there as far as 49ers making a run, because I just don't want to go through that again. I'm so done.
Yeah,
I'm so done with these 49ers. And again, after they win four,
this is when they'll do it. Like, when you're done with them, this is when they'll win it all.
Just when,
like,
you think, you, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, yeah, no Bosa.
No, it's wide open.
No Fred Warner. And here come the 49ers. They
score 47 a game. That's helping out your defense there.
For sure. Putting up big numbers, keep that defense off the field.
They got a big one against the Bears Sunday night.
Yeah, they do. I mean, hell, that would have been an even bigger game if the Bears weren't able to pull off that miracle win against the Packers. I was saying on Saturday when Rashad and I were doing the show, it's like, that was a must win for the Bears, I thought, and sure enough, they did win it, and now they're in the playoffs. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, 12 months ago saying the Bears would be a playoff team next year and potential number one seed, and the 49ers, man, that the last night was the more impressive moments for me, just considering when you look at they're on a 5-game win streak. There are four opponents before this that they have won games against: Titans, Browns, Panthers, Cardinals. Like, yeah, that's not exactly, those aren't world beaters there.
Panthers are good, though.
Are they?
They are.
We've
they
been
are.
Debating that for like two months on this show.
Now we know. I think Sunday's game, excuse me, let us know that, okay, these Panthers are okay.
I'm trying to see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They have 9 straight weeks where they have one lost.
Hey, you're only as good as your last one, which was a one.
Which was a win.
Which was a one.
Win. Right. Are the Saints the best team in the NFC South right now?
I mean, they got the pieces. No, they're not.
The way they're playing, I mean, they're on a win streak. Saints are on fire right now.
No. No. Just no.
Just no. All right. That's some 49ers stuff there, but we want to keep some normalcy here on Dirt and Sprague. NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Let's do that.
We got a lot of facts here. A lot of facts. We got good and bad. Do you want to start with NFL Factoid good or bad?
Let's do the bad.
Let's do the bad
Let's
first.
Do some, yeah.
Okay. We'll go NFL Factoid bad first. Next here on Dirt and Sprague, a Sports Saturday edition. We're back. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor here sitting in on Dirt and Sprague as the boys take some much needed time off. I heard one of them say yesterday they haven't taken a collective day off together since the move over to FM.
Yeah, they were. There was a request. I wouldn't call it an edict, but a request to refrain from extended vacations when we made the move through football season.
Makes sense.
Well, I see how that applied. Maybe
to
for
it,
I was going to say
not.
that applied to maybe some shows. Not all shows.
They took it to heart. So other than a random day off here or there for things, or
I will say this about those.
But
two
they've
guys.
Been here. They've been here throughout. They need some time off.
I will say it about those two guys, and you know what? I'll lump you in there too, Swigard, is that this show is the most dedicated to the radio format, to being here, to dedicating time.
For a morning show, you have to be.
You guys know who writes the checks, and you guys show up consistently, and it's if there are things that need to be done, it's like, we need to have to do our show first. We need to be here for our show, and I've always appreciated about all three of you guys for that.
Listen, Swag, I've said this before on Sports Saturday. You may not have heard it, but... Not a lot of people did, but... Okay. This is not a real job. Let me finish. Because before it gets weird.
It's a get to job.
This is a dream job. There are people out there in the car right now.
Yeah.
There's 40-50% of the audience.
Look what I'm wearing to work.
Seriously, I've got on shorts under here. You know, I was going to wear flip-flops.
Must
I decided
nice.
Not to.
I'm
you know.
54 years old.
Must be nice, you two.
Listen, I want a hockey jersey and a baseball cap to work. Like, this is a dream job.
Yeah.
Like, there are people out there on their way to, I mean, right now, not right now, but a school or some type of hospital or something to do, or they're doing construction right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're out there working a real job. For me, Dirt and Sprague is the only real job here in radio. Only because, like, listen, Swag said he gets here at 5 o'clock in the morning to start all the prep stuff. Dirt and Sprague, again, you're the first voices that people hear on the Fan, so everything has to go.
Possibly the first voice you hear in the morning.
And at all. Okay. You might not talk to your wife or your husband or whoever out the door. So
your
these
kids
might be
are
the first,
still sleeping.
Seriously, these might be the first voices you hear, so they make sure they're prepared every week. So I'm with you. Like, everybody else works super, super hard here. There's not a single host here or producer here that doesn't work hard. But this is a job that, hey, man, like, we get to watch sports for a living and then come and talk about sports for a living.
Exactly.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not a bad gig.
It's a pretty cool gig, right?
NFL Factoid Tuesday, keeping some normalcy as the boys are out. We're going to start with the bad, correct?
Let's hear it.
Let's start bad, and then we'll end on a high note here for NFL Factoid Tuesday. So, the first factoid I have for you, ever since Andy Reid said the Chiefs would tickle your tonsils on every play, again, he said, we're going to tickle your tonsils on every play.
Whoa. I'd say pause, but
hot.
You know.
Ever since he said that, the Chiefs are 0-3, have been held to 10, 13, and 9 points, have been eliminated from playoff contention, and have had two quarterbacks tear their ACLs.
I mean, number one, not the coolest thing to say in public.
Is it the tickle your tonsil curse?
Yeah, I would never say that. That should be retired right now for anybody to say.
Has anybody ever said that in the history?
Of course.
Like,
and the pantheon of sports.
No, in the pantheon of the world.
Yeah. Yes.
Andy Reid might want to be one of the few guys that can get away with it.
Yeah, right? Because anybody
Andy
else
Reid.
Is like, whoa, what do you say?
Is that is that?
I don't know.
It sounds very like Southern. Well, tickle my tonsils.
Well, I mean, yeah. Maybe we'll talk off air about it. Yeah.
Tonsil tickler, Urban Dictionary.
No, don't. No,
not,
don't.
Can't read that
no,
definition.
No, no.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'm definitely not seeing anything anywhere saying that that is like a saying. A lot of like WebMD kind of websites that's saying why your throat tickles and how to stop it. 9 causes of a tickle in your throat and how to treat it. Send that article to my girlfriend. Maybe the Urban Dictionary one I send to her. The next factoid, since 2021, the Ravens have lost 12 games while leading by 7+ points in the fourth quarter, the most in NFL history in a 5-year span.
That's such a weird stat. Like, I mean, no,
it is one of the. That's what I love about stats sometimes is the cherry picking. Like, since 2021, teams that have led by a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
That's it.
But that goes against everything Baltimore stands for.
Yeah, I suppose.
Defensive oriented and, you know, work hard to get the lead and then we close. That's why I think Harbaugh's more likely to not be back with Baltimore than Tomlin next year.
The NFL has so many like weird stats. Like 7 points is, I mean,
it's a touchdown.
Hard to score, but it's not like it's not insurmountable. And
well,
so just
no, I understand that.
Yeah. To add context, though, the next closest team on this list over a 5-year span, it's 8. So I mean, they have 4 more than the next team. That's,
and you said since 2012,
and that's 2021.
2021, yeah, that is a lot.
When you have a 1-score lead in the fourth quarter and you're supposedly as good and defensive oriented as they are, and you've had you know, King Henry for how many years? Like,
this is his third year.
Close out the damn game.
Third year, I believe, or second year.
Yeah, this has been an unusually bad year for this Ravens team.
This would be the second year because they did not have a rushing attack 3 years ago when they were in that AFC Championship game. And then they went and got Derrick Henry last year. Mm-hmm. He goes off, and then it's this year. I'm glad that you mentioned Derrick Henry, Jason T. Swigard, because Derrick Henry's last touch in the Ravens' loss to the Patriots was his touchdown run with 12:50 left in the fourth quarter. At that point, he was averaging 7.1 yards per carry.
Eating.
And then Lamar got injured, and he was no longer in the game, Lamar Jackson. And so I would think maybe you would want to, you know, lean on Derrick Henry, who's actually having a good game.
Let's stop running the ball now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good idea.
I don't know. Just crazy thought to me. A couple more here, just because these are just, you know, one of them is unfortunate. The other is just sad. Detroit Lions. This is actually crazy. They have lost back-to-back games for the first time since 2022, which is a very un-Detroit Lions-like stat.
Yeah. I mean,
our whole lives, how trash had they been? And that's the first time they've lost back-to-back games since 22.
These ain't those Lions. You know, the past three, 4 years, this has been a competitive team. And they've been one of the best teams in the NFC.
And again, this one's just sad. But the Jets, they have had 10 consecutive losing seasons now. This year marking their 10th straight year, a decade straight of losing seasons.
It's okay to get off the bandwagon now, folks. Like, you can go to any team you want to. We all understand.
And Garrett Wilson, good receiver, pretty solid. Been obviously injured this year. He last caught a pass on October 12th. He is still the Jets' leading receiver with 395 yards.
Tight.
They don't have great a receiver season with over 400 yards
that's,
yet.
That's a great receiver room right there.
Look at the quarterback room.
Yeah, seriously, that's even better.
You know what's so crazy is that Phillip Rivers could be a better quarterback for them than whoever they decide to throw out any given week.
I guarantee he's going to get a call. I promise he will.
Also, on the Phillip Rivers note, has there ever been a grandpa to play a snap before him?
Was George Blanda grandpa back in his days at the Raiders when he was still out there?
I don't know. You'd probably have to help out on that one.
I don't know.
I tried to
George Blanda
AI
know he was a grandpa. There was a grandpa and maybe didn't know you were a grandpa.
Oh my God. I'm seeing pictures of George Blanda. If he wasn't a grandpa.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. I never I've heard the name, obviously. It was way
before
my time.
Well, he hung around a few, because he kicked too. I think he was done playing quarterback.
Rashad, you and anybody else out there that's listening, go and just search George Blanda and tell. Yeah, I think I'm with Swigard that he was definitely a grandpa at some point when he was playing football. Because if that dude wasn't.
I think he was 47 or 48 when he was finally done because he kicked the last few years.
That is insane.
That's what 48 looked like.
Was back in the heyday of the Raiders.
70.
You look 68
when the Raiders were the Raiders.
Yeah. Man, these guys were tattered back then. Like, what happened?
And I feel like we would have heard on the broadcast over the last couple of weeks that Philip Rivers, first grandpa ever to take a snap in the NFL. I feel like we would have heard that ad nauseum by now. So I don't know. We'll have to get the crack research team on it. Possibly the text line. 503-864-6326. We can continue NFL Factoid Tuesday. We get to the good of NFL Factoid Tuesday. Next, here, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor sitting in with you today. Next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Jason Swigard with us as well. We're doing NFL Factoid Tuesday. We did the bad ones first, and let's finish this hour on a good note, huh? Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep. What about them?
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're legit, right?
That's the factoid. Jaguars, pretty good.
Well, we found that out. So, yeah, I guess we can move on from that.
Nah, I got some numbers for you. Trevor Lawrence, last four games, 1,079 yards, 14 total touchdowns, zero turnovers, 113 passer rating. Quarterbacks with three passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, and zero interceptions in consecutive games since 1970. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Joe Montana.
Well, I mean, this is what we've been waiting to see from Trevor Lawrence since he was drafted back in, was it 2020?
2021?
2021. So it's been 4 years at this point of waiting for that beautiful lock of hair to kind of come through and really be the star that we thought he would be at Clemson. And what do you know? Over the past four games, he's starting to show his mettle, and this Jaguars team is one of the leaders of the AFC. Crazy, right? That's weird to say that. The Jaguars is an AFC leader.
Yeah. During their six-game winning streak, the Jags have outscored their opponents by an average of 18.8 points per game. The 2024 Jaguars averaged only 18.8 points per game for the entire season. That's wild.
No, it is, man. And Trevor
They're
Lawrence
putting
is
belt to ass right now.
That's what's happening, man. And it's really been on the back of Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's got over a dozen touchdowns and passing touchdowns and multiple rushing touchdowns since four or five games or something like that. So this guy
12 passing touchdowns, yeah, in the last four.
Yeah,
games.
So he's been absolutely on fire. This team is kind of following suit, and man, I think this Jaguars team could potentially do something. What do you know? Like, I mean, who knows? They'll make it to the championship game or close to it, but they could be good.
We need to check in on Jaguars later. Jaguars lady. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
From a few years ago, the Push It to the Limit lady.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
Do you remember
that?
Who I'm talking about?
I do.
Where is she at right now?
Well, there aren't many Jags fans around. Swag, do you know any Jags fans?
Not personally, no.
Yeah, not personally. And, I mean, Swag, we're kind of mature dudes. Like, we should know at least a Jags fan. Joe, do you know a Jags fan?
No Jags fans. I remember a buddy of my friend Tanner, who I do my podcast with, Fish and Toast. He ran into a guy at a bar a few years ago when Bortles was on the team. That he was a Bortles fan and he was a Jags fan, and he literally had a Blake Bortles T-shirt that was like
Bortles
a collage.
Yeah.
Of different pictures of Blake Bortles. The entire shirt.
It's not creepy at all.
It was just Bortles in different, like, Jags jersey and UCF
jerseys.
There's
got to be a Jags watch bar somewhere. I mean, there's seemingly one for
here?
Just about. Portland's got a watch bar for almost every NFL team because we've never had an NFL team, and so people are from all over the place. It's amazing. Like, the random bars,
yeah.
Like, the A&L, if it's still around, was a Steelers hangout for, yeah, long, long time.
Shout out to yours.
There's a lot of Browns
Patriots
fans in the area.
Yeah.
The text line is saying that Jeff Rust is a Jags fan. We're going to have to corroborate this.
Jeff Rust a Jags fan?
If anybody's going to be a Jags fan in this building, it's Jeff Rust.
I feel like
that's very fitting.
That tracks, yeah.
To keep this going, this weekend, it was a clean sweep for number one overall picks of the 2020s. 14 total touchdowns, zero turnovers, 5-0. For more context on that, Joe Burrow, blowout win over the Finns. Trevor Lawrence and Trayvon Walker, both Jags, number one overall picks, crushed the Broncos, won by two touchdowns, versus number one team in the AFC. Bryce Young orchestrated his 12th game-winning drive, and the Panthers are now in the driver's seat of the NFC South. Caleb Williams pulled off the overtime victory over the Packers, as we saw. And then Cam Ward playing quite possibly his best game of his rookie year versus the defending AFC champs, highest completion percentage, yards per attempt, and passer rating by a long shot coming off of his best week prior. So all converted 50% on third downs. Sans the Bears, who went 2-for-3 on fourth down, and the Jags defense allowed 36% on third down. Number one picks just flourishing this week.
Yeah, for me, it was outside of obviously what Trevor Lawrence was able to do, man. Cam Ward, you know, and mind you, they played against a Kansas City team that's really, really struggling. They got their own issues we'll talk about at some point, but Cam Ward looked really good. Like you said, he's definitely his best game as a professional.
Two more quick ones for you. Bijan Robinson needs 68 more yards this season to set the record for most career yards from scrimmage before turning 24 years old.
Man, listen, Bijan, he's been a godsend for me on fantasy. All we need is another 68, man. Let's go get us 168, Bijan. We can do it, baby.
Christian McCaffrey has 5,443 before 24. Barry Sanders, 5,391. And Bijan, 5,376. So he is right there. And then the last one, but certainly not least, and I think we can all rejoice in this, the AFC Championship will not include Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes for the first time since the 2010 season. 15 straight years of one of those two being in the AFC Championship game, which is crazy to say. But also, I think it's always fun parody, seeing something I haven't seen before, and being able to get a matchup with two quarterbacks, two teams that we don't normally see in the AFC Championship. Can't wait.
Everybody says that, but then loses their ass when the Lakers and Celtics aren't in the finals. So it's all good. Parody is great.
We'll see.
Where's LeBron? Yeah,
we'll see what the numbers say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, NFL's king, though. The ratings are always going to be good.
The number, the rate, that's the best television show on TV every week.
All right, that's NFL Factoid Tuesday, and that is our number one. Wrap things up here before jumping to hour number two. We're going to jump into some college football, all college football in this second hour. Sound good?
Sounds great. Let's do it.
Dirt and Sprague, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher here on the Fan Sports Network.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.